Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Uber lost around $700 million in the first quarter, according to multiple media reports. That is a big loss, but it is less than what Uber lost in the previous quarter. And the loss comes after a number of high-profile staff departures. Star engineer Anthony Lewandowski was fired earlier this week, and we learned today that the company's head of finance is also leaving for another startup. Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
So Uber is not a public company, so it doesn't have to report its finances, but they told the Wall Street Journal that the revenue was up about 20% in the first quarter. But there was still this big $700 million loss. What's happening with Uber?
Well, that loss is actually smaller than it was last quarter. The company still has $7 billion cash on hand. So it's tough to read into these numbers too much. They're going in the right direction for Uber. But honestly, like, Uber could become profitable tomorrow if it wanted to. It could just stop going into new markets. It could raise its prices a bit. It could stop investing in self-driving cars. So it's hard without seeing more stuff behind the numbers, how many new riders they're getting, things like that, to know really how well they're doing. But basically, these top-line numbers show that things are going in the right direction.
The company is just still having to spend money to establish itself in these new markets.
Right. And it's just not clear, is it doing that efficiently or not?
We mentioned Anthony Lewandowski, who was accused in a lawsuit of stealing self-driving car technology from Google. What does his departure mean for that lawsuit against Uber and for the company's push into self-driving cars?
Yeah, Uber pretty much had to let him go. They were just going to be tainted by these questions and looked like they were condoning whatever behavior happened. Still, what happened is a big question, but he has taken the fifth. And so it's kind of this soap opera ordeal, but basically Uber tried to get him to testify. He didn't. And so they had to sort of cut their ties to protect themselves as
a
company.
But beyond him, we've seen other departures. As we mentioned, the head of finance there leaving. More than a dozen executives and managers have left Uber this year alone.
That looks troubling, right? It's hard to say, though. Even like the chief of finance replaced somebody else who left to go join a startup 2 years ago. It's normal with fast-growing companies that you have people who just don't know how to handle whatever business problem is in front of them before because they're not experienced at that level yet. And so it's common to replace a lot of these people as the company grows, as intense as it is for Uber. So
it's also normal in these startups in the tech industry for nothing to last very long, even if it's going well. People leave, they go to other places.
Yeah, although Uber's not necessarily a company that you would leave just,
right,
on your own volition, because it should be such an exciting place to work.
Well, I guess a little bit of good news for Uber is that they're back in Austin, Texas this week after a while away.
Yeah, so there was a standoff there between local authorities and Uber and Lyft, ride-hailing app services. And basically, this was over whether drivers had to be fingerprinted.
Right.
The governor of Texas, also there in Austin, signed a law basically making the state responsible. And so that takes that requirement away. They can come back in. So it's a victory for those two companies that they didn't have to kind of cave into municipal authorities too much.
That's Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Kurt, thank you.
You got it.